Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As 38 Special brings us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diane Mulcahy is our guest. Her new book is called The Gig Economy. Diane, you got a website? You want to tell us how to find it?
Sure. It's dianemulcahy.com.
Spell it for us. Spell your last name for us.
It's Mulcahy.
All right. So check that out, folks. And the book is available. When is it coming out? Is it today? Is it launched today?
It's coming out November. It's available for pre-order
okay.
on Amazon.
There you go. So pre-order. I've got an advanced copy, which I'm excited about. Don't forget, I need an inscribed real copy when it comes out.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in your book, one of the things that struck me about your book was something you called think access, not ownership. Tell us about what that means.
Yes. So I have a chapter in the book called Think Access, Not Ownership, and it really talks about how the gig economy is affecting our broader financial life. So traditionally, the middle class, the American lifestyle, was really built on an economy where people owned things. It was very high leverage. There were a lot of fixed costs that went into that lifestyle. People bought homes and cars and consumer goods. In the gig economy, there's a much greater opportunity to have a much more flexible financial life that doesn't require purchasing and owning and going into debt in order to buy things like living and transportation and consumer goods. A lot of those things are now available for rent, on demand, for leasing. And it's really opened up, I think it's one of the biggest personal financial revolutions of the gig economy.
When I see that, when I hear that, when I read what you said in there, as a futurist, I start thinking about implications.
Yeah.
And I made some notes. I wrote down gig society. I wrote down gig nation. I even wrote down gig relationships. I know young people who I've talked to lately who lament the fact that they're having a hard time finding serious relationships because nobody wants to commit. And I'm not talking about just guys. I'm talking about men and women. Nobody wants to commit them. When I read that, I thought they were talking about gig relationships. If nobody has a house, if we get around to having children, if the millennials get around, whenever they get around to having children, if they don't have a house, if they're always renting, where's the stability? Where's the strength? Where's the backbone? I mean, ownership is what made America the country that it is. So I'm lamenting some of this. What do you think?
I don't know if ownership made America the country
of course
that it
is. Did. Home ownership.
Or
home
if
ownership.
The country that America is made ownership possible to the extent that it has.
I'll take it either way.
The government took a very active role on the policy side in encouraging and incentivizing home ownership. And those policies don't show any signs of changing.
But I think
what has changed is there's no longer the steady job and the stable paycheck that's going to allow home ownership to the extent that we've seen it in the past.
But what about the fabric of society? And again, I'm being the devil's advocate a little bit here. I believe in the premise of your book. I think you're right, and I'm glad you're doing it. I just think we ought to pay attention to the implications. I feel this way about technology. Look, nobody leverages technology more than I do. But I also worry about what technology hath wrought for humanity.
That's right. And I think, look, I mean, the premise of my book is the gig economy is here to stay and it's growing. And I think you're right. There are implications. I think what's the good news is that as a society, we have choices about those implications. So we can make policies that encourage certain behaviors or incentivize certain behaviors or help people that want to pursue certain choices. Mm-hmm. So we do have the opportunity to make choices about what we want that society to look like and what we want the implications to be. That's the good news.
Well, but I think that's something we need. While we're focusing on and giving license to the gig economy, I do think we ought to pay attention to the fact that gig economy doesn't need to be gig society.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Say more.
Well, okay, like I said, look, if America is going to be what it is, if we're going to continue to be strong and be the nation that it has been, then we need people who live in towns who are not going to be have renting wherever they go. They rent and they can pick up and leave on a moment's notice. And you know, how are you going to build school systems? Who's going to run for office?
Well, don't forget, just because you buy a house doesn't mean you live there for the rest of your life. A lot of people buy and sell homes and move frequently.
Right.
I don't think it's particular to renting. I think that people can become engaged members of a community and of a society whether they rent or whether
right.
they own. So I don't think the gig economy necessarily has to impact that. I think the gig economy really is its biggest impact is in the workforce and in
yeah.
the workplace.
Well, and this gig economy, which is I think is you started out by saying this correctly, is began because of corporate America's attitude towards their employees. I do agree with that.
It's corporate America responding to the policies and the structure of our labor market. I mean, when corporate America has two choices, contractor
yeah.
or employee,
yeah.
it has to pick one.
Yeah. And also, we need to cast our eyes back to Washington too,
Absolutely.
A lot of the policies of our government. Hey, Diane, will you come back? We got a lot more to talk about.
Sure.
Diane McKay, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The Gig Economy. It's very exciting. You'll like it, and it'll be available in November. You can pre-order it now from Amazon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.